What are we looking at here? We're standing next to the Cray one, serial number 38.
Yeah, well, this is what they call the PDU, power distribution unit, and it's it has a scanner here that would you could either go to a particular column or it would auto scan through it, checking the temperature
right
of each column, and show up here.
Let's get a picture of that. Hold your hand there. We'll
Again, this one took two motor generators worth of two of those Kato motor generators. Each of those Kato motor generators.
So were, MG means motor generator.
Yeah, motor generator number one and two. And you could control. These are little pots here to control the voltage coming out of the motor generator.
Okay, interesting.
And this is just basically to select which one you're looking at. And then you can select which column. Well, this is the motor generator output. This is the after the power supply. So this is 5 volts or something,
mm-hmm.
or 3 volts or four
mm-hmm.
volts. So, oh, two different voltages, 5.2 and 2.0. You get to select which column. And
okay, so this chassis circular knob here is for selecting the column.
Yeah, selecting which column
that you're testing. You're testing the level.
That you're displaying at least here. And we don't have our PDU. We've got serial number 12, Cray 1A.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have our PDU anymore.
In fact, I was told there's only one other existing PDU, and it's in Germany at a museum.
Yeah.
But there were no other PDUs. They were just junked. Now, what are these switches on off down this huge?
Well,
bank?
these are actually circuit breakers.
Oh, they're circuit breakers.
Yeah,
okay.
Little circuit breakers going for the input. These are big variacs on the back.
Okay.
I mean, these are really big variacs. They must be like a foot and a half long.
In fact, yeah, you can poke your head back.
And the engineers they had this big wrench tool. They put it on here and kind of tweak it around a little bit to get the voltage just right. Looking at one column at a time.
So each one of these would drive a column in their.
Well, yeah. There's
CH channel A, channel C.
Yeah, I don't know why that's labeled CH.
Oh, channel, pal. Chassis.
Chassis C,
chassis A.
Yeah, they're really just the columns. I don't know why they're exactly called chassis. That must be.
Maybe because the whole thing is the chassis, so that the lettered part of the chassis is.
Really, what they're dealing with is one of these pie wedges here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the power supply for that column. So maybe that's why they're calling it chassis.
Because it involves the power supply and the column itself.
Yep. And the power supplies were freon cooled as well as the columns.
So they were freon cooled or water cooled?
Freon cooled.
Freon cooled. So right onto that copper plate on the edge of the.
Yeah, well, this is. This has got a storied history, too.
Oh, and just before we leave the PDU, you can see the number of hours that.
Oh,
67,000.
That's probably.
And that would have been the amount of time this unit was powered up.
I guess so. Yeah.
Thermostats, and there's a scanner button there again too.
Whereabouts?
On the right hand side.
Yeah.
Circuit breaker, system control.
This is basically the power on switch.
Okay, those two there, and then on and then off.
Yeah. And. No, this has got a story, and we'll get back to the backside. But these are solid aluminum columns.
Okay.
They had to go through a couple iterations. The first iteration, I think, had copper pipes embedded in the,
mm-hmm.
To run the freon through. And copper had, let's see. No, the first version just. I think they used aluminum tubes or something, but the aluminum turned out to be too porous or something. They'd lose freon through it.
Hmm.
So they ran copper through it, but then they had a problem with the different expansion between aluminum and copper. I don't know exactly how they ended up solving that issue, but basically there's freon going through these columns. And when it was running, you could feel them. They were cool to the touch.
Wow, okay.
I mean, they're cool right now, obviously, but they were cooler.
They were cooler.
And these the copper plates on each board is clamp bonded to these columns. And it's actually these columns that were taking the heat away. And
so it would come out. So down here, all this piping and stuff we see down here.
Yeah, that's all Freon regulation and stuff like that. Those are Freon regulators for the. I think those are for the power supplies. But no, actually, those look like they're going up the columns.
Yeah.
And heat distribution is somewhat critical. Yeah, these five plates right here.
Yeah.
If you look inside, they've got the big resistor on them.
Okay.
All they're there for is to generate heat.
Mm-hmm.
They're essentially, they generated about 50 watts of heat each. And they were there to replace boards that were missing, that didn't need to be there. But you needed to have the heat there to kind of keep the heat flow nice and even. So it was kind of wild. If you didn't have a board and you had to put in this fake resistor board
just to draw enough heat off.
Yeah, just to generate some heat so the cooling would work right.
Interesting.
I can't really get back there too well.
Yeah, in fact, the only way to poke your head around and you can see the open.
Yeah.
And there's this thing screwed in back there behind the PDU.
Yeah, but those were big honking variacs. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of power flow. What's missing from this setup is the cooling unit, what Cray used to call an RCU,
mm-hmm.
refrigeration control unit. Basically a big 50-ton chiller.
Okay.
You know,
and someone offered us the motor generator set for this that they had, and I said, I just don't know where to put it, and I don't know how to display them.
Oh, we got seven of them, you want one?
Oh, dear.
You got to come and get it.
That's the problem. And, is it that interesting from
right.
a history standpoint?
Right.
I mean, it's hard to say.
Right. But the RCU was, I don't know. It was a unit probably 4 feet tall by 8 feet long by just a couple feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
It basically and it had a heat exchanger from Freon to chilled water. And so you had to supply it chilled water. And then you'd run the Freon piping out to the computer.
So you have serial number in your lobby, which one?
12.
Number 12. And this is 38 Lawrence Livermore Labs.
Yeah.
And these are called the transformers?
For power supplies.
Power supplies.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not bolted on, and it's one of my tasks is to figure out how to bolt them onto the chassis because I do have the bolts.
Oh.
So that if we do have an earthquake, it's on a pallet here, but
it's going to dance around a little bit.
It'll dance around, and if they're bolted on, it will dance less. So
uh-huh.
that's one of the undone tasks here.
I kind of forget about earthquakes.
It's really solid here. It's solid concrete floor and.
Mm-hmm.
This farm has survived several major earthquakes. The barn has.
Okay. This is what is this like an old?
This is an old. Believe it or not, this is a Tyler Walk-in meat locker.
Oh,
and in here is stuff from Lawrence Livermore Labs. Extra Cray seat material and these. Here you want a souvenir. That's a guide for a board in the Cray one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Mm, cool.
And here's these chalks and sort of the remnants of bits and pieces.
Oh, that's a top piece.
That's
there.
A top piece, yeah.
Yeah.
And these are dividers from Lawrence Livermore Labs. Because I thought one day I might want to have to do the whole dividers thing. And,
I see.
But and these are chairs from Lawrence Livermore Labs. These are from different eras.
Oh,
there's some wooden ones from the early 50s, but these are sort of mid to late 50s government issue chairs. And this is here because it's the S100 multiprocessor. It's the largest S100 system ever made.
S100.
It's an S100 system.
What's that?
That's the, you remember the Altair and the original hobby ones? Hobby kits.
Oh, that was their bus.
That was their bus. So, and this is the longest S100 bus with these special bus extenders from a bay down there all the way up. Oh, and wow. It had 268,000 boards per bay. Uh-huh. And it's basically a hobbyist version of that, except that this is a multiprocessor unit, not a vector unit.
It's a cluster.
It's a cluster. Yeah, it's a cluster.
Before they know what clusters are.
Yeah, and so it was going to the Watsonville dump, and the donor, who's a Stanford guy, wow, who engineered it, I said, I can put it right next to the Cray 1 because it's kind of in the same idea, a tower.
Now, I remember I looked up some old stuff I had in my Palm Pilot about Digibarn.
Yes.
And I had something written down from Wisconsin. It was in Wisconsin at one time, and I think.
No.
Really?
No. Jim Curry's museum, his Cray museum, was in Wisconsin.
Oh.
And then he moved it.
I see. Okay.
He's the Cray collector. Yeah, and I hosted a page about him because he didn't have
Maybe
anything.
That's the reference. I guess.
That's the reference.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.